Welcome to our feature, Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. Mary Owen this morning is our guest. She is the director of the Center for American Indian and Minority Health. Mary, it's always good to have you in the studios this morning. Good morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
So last week, I think it was, maybe it was the week before, on National Native News, there was a story that said that the proposed the Republicans' proposed health care bill that went through the House didn't have any effect on the, is it the, no, it's not, it's the Indian Health Service, I think. And that got me wondering, because you and I have talked a little bit about how there is the Indian Health Service, and then there's what local communities are doing, and they're not all the same thing. And so I thought, hey, what's it going to mean? And you're the gal who knows the answers.
I'm not sure about the article, but I suspect what they said was that the Indian Health Care Affordability Act would not be affected. Actually, the Indian Health Service will be affected, because with ACA, we got expanded. We were able to expand coverage through third-party payments, including Medicaid. So just to back up a little bit, Native Americans who receive their health care through IHS receive it in one of three ways, either through Indian health facilities themselves, tribally run Indian health facilities, which contract monies through the IHS, or urban health care facilities, which also contract through monies for monies through the IHS. So it's a yearly appropriation.
Okay.
And it's critically underfunded. One of the big benefits of the ACA was, in addition to passing the Indian Affordability Act, Indian Health Care Affordability Act, was expanding Medicaid. And part of the Affordability Act allowed us to increase the coverage that we received from Medicaid or third-party billing.
We've talked, as a matter of fact, the whole premise of the series is how there are health care disparities on reservations, and how for Native people there are a lot of health disparities in terms of health care, and not only health challenges that people are facing, but health care disparities. So with, if the idea, of course, we don't know yet what's going to happen with this bill. We don't know what the Senate's going to do. But if this bill in a similar incarnation goes through, what is that going to mean for Native people in our country?
Well, Native people, like many underrepresented folks, have a higher rates of poverty. So the bill potentially does two things. It'll decrease the amount of private insurance that people, the availability by cost of private insurance to Native Americans, because many Native Americans won't be able to afford it. The other thing is that it will decrease the amount of billing that we can do through Medicaid. Right now, 67% of IHS third-party billing is from Medicaid. So if you decrease any of the amount of Medicaid, that's a hit to IHS. 15% of the total IHS budget is from Medicaid. So any hit, again, to that agency is a hit for Native people. A lot of those monies were being used. We could finally be able to pay for people getting services even outside of the IHS for something called purchase and referred care. So we're able to pay for those and then use the monies that we gained that as a result of not having to pay those, which we had in the past, to build the infrastructure, to be able to afford to keep doctors, keep nurses, build the facilities, and improve the facilities and the operations.
We've had a couple of interviews, as a matter of fact, already this year, several interviews already this year, with folks that are either building a new clinic or establishing a new clinic.
Correct.
Or taking over an existing facility and getting it up to speed and staffing it with Native practitioners and culturally specific programming, and all this sort of thing would kind of be a thing of the past, or might disappear altogether?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I don't know if it'll disappear altogether, but it certainly won't be the priority. The priority will be, of course, taking care, you know, we'll be in triage mode for the most part again. So, I know.
So what are Native folks doing? Obviously, one of the reasons that a group is called a minority is because they are not a huge group of population that perhaps has political power. What is going on in Indian country to let the administration know what these effects could be and what they'd like to see going forward?
We do actually have a couple of very strong lobbying groups. One is the National Indian Health Board, and the other is the National Congress of American Indians. NIHB recently, National Indian Health Board, NIHB, recently met with sent letters and also met with the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. You know, they're lobbying, basically. And they made sure that most importantly, we had to have the Indian Health Care Affordability Act maintained, because that allowed us to expand the billing on Medicaid, but it also provides services that we weren't able to provide before. For instance, hospice and home care. It allowed us to do things like, or allows us still, it's not gone, to transport allow a doctor to move from one health care facility to another despite state lines without having to get relicensing. In other words, help meet the shortage of physicians by not having this bureaucracy before they can. This line of paperwork before they can transfer. So it did many different acts like that, and it was important that we had had it in place for many years, but then it needed to be made into law, and so that came with the ACA, on the back of the ACA. So our main concern was that if you repeal ACA, that you don't repeal that. That is intact, but again, the primary concern we have now is with the Medicaid and decrease on private funding.
Well, we will stay in touch with you, and obviously there will be a lot of conversations coming up about as soon as the something is finalized about what kind of an effect that's going to have on folks all across the Northland. Mary, thanks so much for coming in. It's always good to see you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Mary Owen, our guest this morning on Journey to Wellness in Indian Country. Mary is the director of the Center of American Indian and Minority Health.